What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. We are going to open up the phone lines after all. That'll be 800-313-9443. Meanwhile, for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who, there we go, who likes to chime in with her unique perspective on the world every Friday afternoon. So take it away, Claire.
Oh, yes. One of the articles I read today was with this huge crash in oil prices. It's going to make the current government of Iran have some more difficulties in terms of staying in power. Mike, I would like your thoughts about that, because not only are they dealing with some pressure, not only handling the coronavirus outbreak and its disastrous handling of the economy, and do you think, Mike, that this oil price crash is going to affect the government?
Definitely, definitely it will, you know, on top of all the sanctions that the U.S. has thrown on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, Iran could be forgiven for feeling they're under attack.
Yeah.
And, but I notice in this article, you know, they're talking about, you know, the country's being run badly. Well, you know, it's hard to run a country when you don't have the resources you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
it's a cop-out to simply say, oh, well, it's the fault of the leadership.
Yeah.
But that's the way American political stuff works.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you think that there is going to be another revolution?
Well, they're already out there trying to encourage it.
Yeah.
You know, they're, in fact, Pompeo was out there just the other day saying that, yes, they're going to be funding dissident groups to try and regime change Iran and put in a government more friendly to U.S. interests.
Wow. When would you imagine this might happen? In terms of an actual change in the government in Tehran?
Well, remember the last time they tried this was 2009 and they fell flat on their face.
Weren't they trying to install the Shah's son, if
yes.
I recall correctly?
Well, the Shah's son was trying to install
the Shah's son. Okay.
And he opened up his mouth and he started, you know, handing out the flag of the new Iran, which turned out to be the flag of the Shah.
The old Iran.
The old Iran.
Yeah.
And kind of blew the whole thing up. So I'm sure they Velcroed his mouth shut for the next time they do that.
Yes.
All right. We're going to grab a quick phone call. Charles in Ontario. Charles, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Great show. It's always informative. It's always great to hear opinions from all corners of the world. There's so many things, so many areas to discuss, but it strikes me that there is a simple solution right in front of us, and people aren't talking about it, and that's the part that I find frustrating. What the solution is, to my mind, is that, and I've called in before, it was about a week or 10 days ago, is that there's two doctors who say they can stop the coronavirus cold with a simple, this is with people who are seriously ill with it, and it doesn't take a lot of money, and doesn't take a lot of drugs. It's a combination of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and if the person is sick, then they need the anti-malarial drug to basically act as an injector for those minerals and vitamins. And if we can, we don't have any more time. We have to come up with a simple solution. We have to focus in on what's important, what the primary issue is right now. Jones said today there's going to be 20 million extra deaths in Africa because of the shutdown. You just mentioned there's going to be massive unrest in the United States. We can't talk about all the other items. We just have to talk about the one item that can stop this within 48 hours.
Well, I would be very interested in knowing where the studies come from. It sounds like it would work, definitely.
It almost sounds too good to be true, and that's my concern.
It does sound too good to be true, yes.
Where have the studies been done on this?
It's not studies. It's two doctors. It's two doctors. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko in New York City says he has a 100% success rate in 350 patients using the antimalarial drug with zinc. And it's been repeated by a doctor in Los Angeles saying essentially the same things.
Wow. Those sound like incredible numbers. Yeah.
No, incredible. 100%. 8 to 12 hours. People who are seriously ill and they are cured. Now, these people are either frauds, which I don't think so, because they're risking career suicide by doing this. They're both accredited doctors.
Hear you.
One is a Hasidic mm-hmm. Jew in New York and New York State, and the other one has got a large practice in Los Angeles. So everything else mm-hmm. I understand the talk about ventilators and masks and political motivations and what's happening in other countries, but we have to act on this now. And I think Trump is talking about, we need to go outside and get more sunshine. Yes, we do. That's vitamin D. If we have vitamin D, you're mm-hmm. getting that. So yeah. I'm a little frustrated because I think this is all that matters. Nothing else is an issue.
Well, I hear your concerns, and I think that they are very reasonable concerns. And I mm-hmm. wish that a few more doctors would get a little more brave, start trying this on their patients and seeing what the results are. Because from what you're describing, the side effects, if there are any, must be relatively minor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a two-step process from what I understand. This mm-hmm. is the treatment uh-huh. with the antimalarial drug. That's mm-hmm. but there's also prevention. You don't need the antimalarial yes. drug. All you've got to do is make sure that people get vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And mm-hmm. as long as you're, and you cannot, there are no side effects for that, as long as you don't take enormous right. amounts of zinc. So we can use yes. that as prevention. So we don't need about catching it. We don't need to worry about wearing masks and all this social distancing and everything else that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes those vitamins. They take the minerals, and then the people who have it use the treatments. But I want to get people back working again. We can no longer afford this 6-week holiday because it's turning into a very nasty situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that, absolutely. And the question has to be the risk-benefit in
right.
terms of opening. And
right.
the risk, I mean, the U.S. economy is not doing well, Charles. I mean,
no.
we know that on a daily basis.
Understandably so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, let's
so
get America.
As far as I can see, and maybe I'm wrong, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but it seems to me that there's no risk in doing these vitamins and doing the zinc in reasonable numbers, and just start doing it. And say, Trump, why are there no studies? Why are not hundreds of millions of dollars going into this right now?
Yeah.
We don't have time.
Because,
we don't have time
because,
to mess around.
Because Big Pharma can't make a huge profit off of vitamins. I mean, they've even tried to have vitamins made prescription only.
Outlawed.
You're
yeah.
exactly
yeah.
right. But we can't yeah. listen. We can't wait for them. We have to say, you know, we understand the drug companies do a lot of good, but we can't listen to them. We can't wait for studies. We need it now. And,
yes.
and as I said, there's no risk. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about doing anything at a toxic level. People just start taking the stuff and say, we need this. More doctors involved. I don't know, maybe Mr. Trump can say, okay, I'm going to test this with 10 doctors. It can't hurt.
Nope.
Definitely not.
Right? So we need a solution now. And you made the point today, Mike, is that the United States is on the verge of civil unrest, all right, because of this.
Yes.
And Jones mentioned, as I said, 10 million people die from starvation every year. And because of the shutdown in the West and the 2.3 billion people at risk because they're subsistence living, 20 million are going to die already. So what are we waiting for? Okay, anyway, I've said my piece. Thank you very much. Your show is fantastic because it gets it out to a lot of people. And my hope is by saying this, other people will pick up on this and say, okay, let's deal with this now.
I hear you.
I agree.
Okay. Yes.
I absolutely agree. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc.
And that's it. All in responsible amounts. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Charles, thank you very much for the information, and thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are open again, and Claire, your next story is?
Well, the next story I have comes from a very sober-sided blog to which I link frequently. It's called ZeroHedge.com, and it's a consortium of writers who write under the pseudonym Tyler Durden. So it's men, women, people presenting articles. But
dogs, cats,
no,
the mouse.
No.
Okay.
No. But Pepe Escobar is a writer, blogger, and I would encourage people, if you don't know this guy, read what he has to say, because generally he has a habit of being annoyingly bang spot on. And the article that appeared today in Zero Hedge was, what did U.S. Intel really know about the Chinese virus, and when did they know it? Now, the way Escobar is describing what's going on between the U.S. and China, he is defining it as a hybrid war 2.0 and very bipartisan. And it's already reached fever pitch. And he says it's 24/7 full spectrum InfoWar arm blames China for everything coronavirus related. And it's doubling down as a diversionist tactic against any informed criticism of woeful American unpreparedness. Well, he got that nailed.
Yes, he's absolutely right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he says, this is just the beginning. We're going to see a deluge of lawsuits against China, like the one from the Southern District of Florida, entered into by Berman Law Group, and linked to Democrats, and Lucas Compton linked to the Republicans. And in a nutshell, they are demanding that China shells out a ton of cash to the tune of, let's see, $1.2 trillion, which happens to be, ironically, the amount of U.S. Treasury bills held by Beijing, all the way to $20 trillion claimed by a lawsuit in Texas. Now, the prosecutor's case, and Scott Ritter, another writer with whom we have a great deal of commonality and respect, it's straight out of Monty Python, and it works like this. If she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood, and therefore she's a witch. Now, in Hybrid War 2.0 terms, the current CIA-style narrative translates that the Chinese were evil, never telling the civilized West there was a terrible new virus around. And if they did, we would have had time to prepare. But guess what the CIA is saying? No such product or service exists. Now, apparently ABC reported on this, and it said that there was intelligence collected last November in 2019 by the National Center for Medical Intelligence, which is a subsidiary of the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. And they were already warning in November about a new virulent contagion getting out of hand in Wuhan based on detailed analysis intercepted by communications and satellite imagery. And apparently, this unnamed source told ABC, analysts believed it could be a cataclysmic event, adding that the intel was briefed multiple times to the DIA, Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff, and even the White House. Now, this of course, led the Pentagon to have to issue the proverbial denial in, of course, Pentagonese. Via one Colonel Shane Day, the director of DIA's NCMI. And I love this quote. I mean, I'd laugh. The problem is stopping, Michael.
Yes.
In the interest of transparency during this public health crisis, we can confirm that the media reporting about the existence / release of a National Center for Medical Intelligence coronavirus-related product assessment in November is not correct. No such NCMI product exists. Oh, please. And now
I'm going to believe the Chinese on this one.
I've got to tell you, why would they do something that would sicken and kill their own people? This is just, there is no logic here. And now we have the following demand by Secretary of State Pompeo to President Xi Jinping of China. And what Pompeo is asking President Xi to do is to open up all of the labs in Wuhan, which China has denied. Now, the request comes amid a U.S. investigation into whether the Wuhan coronavirus has escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they were conducting a host of experiments on bat coronavirus and had collected bats in caves over 1,000 miles away in Yunnan, which carried COVID-19. And what Pompeo has gone on record saying, there are multiple labs inside of China that are handling these things. And he said that at the press department briefing on Wednesday. It is important that those materials are being handled in a safe and secure way and that there isn't an accidental release. We have to make sure that the Chinese government is handling those materials in an appropriate way, not only in Wuhan, but elsewhere, Pompeo added, according to the report. Folks, this is a when did you stop beating your wife request? I mean, Mike, your thoughts, please.
Well, it's coming from the same people who allowed anthrax to escape from Fort Detrick to be put into those envelopes after 9/11. Anyway, we've got callers waiting on the line.
Okay.
So let's take a few phone calls, starting with Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Claire, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Switching topics.
Okay.
And make it a little more local. Here in Dallas, I don't remember if it was 5 or maybe 10 years ago, they made this draconian law that restaurants had to throw away all their food at the end of the evening.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, there is maybe half of their food they don't sell. And we've got a food bank problem here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let everybody know in the Dallas area that that we have a rally Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Down at City Hall. And I heard it on the radio earlier. It was a beautiful mother, grandmother, and she said she's going, and I'm taking my elderly mom and dad. We'll just sit in the car, and we'll take our signs. And I just think that's something that, you know, that we can do, right? My other point is, you know, the government shut it down. You know, I'm not going to play politics. Did they do right, wrong? I don't know. But, you know, why is it that we, the people, always get stuck with the bill? You know, and Representative Omar, and I don't agree with her on much, but a couple of days ago, she said we need to have a jubilee, no rent, or mortgage for a year. Now, this isn't our choosing to shut down the economy, you know, and I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but why is it that we always get stuck with it and the banks don't? So, you know, I don't know. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and just enjoy the show.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much here, and we're going to switch over to Harry in Indiana. Hello, Harry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Sorry to call back twice in one day, but I'll make this brief. The guy that was talking about the anti-malaria drug and taking the zinc with it,
Like
I was saying before, the anti-malaria drug raises the pH in the cell. It basically alkalines it. And the zinc ion actually attracts to the red blood cell to remove carbon dioxide from the system. And a carbon buildup creates carbonic acid, and to reduce that acid is what the zinc's for. So, I mean, that's like a double whammy to take acid out of the system. And that goes back to what I was saying, you know, with the use of baking soda to reduce the acid and changing the diet, that kind of thing. And I also wanted to mention, I've had 2 lung infections within, I don't know, 3 weeks or so. One of them hit my upper lungs right above between my shoulder blades, but in the front. And I took baking soda water that day, and it took care of it. I was good for about 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden my windpipe got real inflamed, and it felt like my chest was just going to split at my sternum every time I coughed. And I took baking soda water for that, and that took care of that. You know, it was sore for a day or two, but the initial pain quit after, like, within hours of drinking the baking soda water. And that's all I wanted to say, just comment to the other guy. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. And, yeah, we did let Harry break the one call per caller per day rule, but we did want to get that back. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break here. We've got another caller waiting on the line when we get back. So stay tuned. We'll be coming back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone to Kevin in Kentucky. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Yeah, it's nice to see you and Claire. I know she's there, right there with you. She's like a nice person. She's rubbing your back. Good.
Yes.
I know. You guys are a nice couple. It's amazing. But have you heard anything else about the Comet Atlas, the comet that's coming?
Yeah, I mean, the last I heard it was breaking up, so it's not going to be quite the show they were expecting it to be. And, of course, it's not going to get all that close to Earth to begin with. You know, that that asteroid that's half the size of Everest is going to be a lot closer, but it's not going to hit the Earth either.
That's cool, because I bought a telescope. Have you brought your telescope out lately?
I brought it out a few days ago to look at the moon, and I'm still learning how to use the little built-in computer.
Oh, you got a cool telescope. Yeah, nice one. Yeah, the moon was it was the super moon, right? The moon's been acting crazy funny lately, right?
Well, it's not acting crazy funny. I mean, it's acting like the moon, and but yeah, we just it was just basically to get first light through the scope. And But I'm expecting as we get a little further into the summer, you know, we've got these nieces and nephews we're going to have over for star parties.
Oh, that's going to be nice. Good. That's cool, Mike. I appreciate that. And then what about the vaccines, though? Remember you guys were talking about vaccines? I know, like, my brother-in-law's friend works for GlaxoSmithKline, you know,
yes.
GSK, the GlaxoSmithKline. And a while back, he told me that they make the adjuvants. You know about adjuvants, right?
Yes.
And he was like, yeah, we make the adjuvants for, like, a pandemic. Like, he told me about that stuff. You know, like the adjuvants, because it's like a thinner. They put them in the vaccines. You know, when people buy heroin, they put fillers in it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's not what adjuvants are. Adjuvants are there to provoke a response.
No, but he was saying, like, the way I took it was that, you know, like when people buy heroin or dope, it's like a drug, you know, and then they cut it with stuff. So he was telling me they cut it with fillers. The adjuvants are like fillers, basically. And it's like, who knows what they're putting in it. It's GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah. Well, the adjuvants are things like peanut oil is one that's often used. And it may, in fact, be responsible for the epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis that we're seeing in the population, mm-hmm. because peanut oil is something you're supposed to eat and digest, not inject directly into the bloodstream. But the idea is that the adjuvants will stimulate a response, and your immune response will supposedly home in on whatever viral fragments or bacteria fragments they have inside the vaccine itself.
Yeah, and then people get, like, peanut allergies, you know?
Yes.
And, I don't know, that's fine. Well, I just wanted to talk to you. I know the lovely lady Claire is there, right, too? And then
yes.
Think about this, Mike. I know you guys, because you guys had talked about it, about how it might have come out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, right? And then people talked about it. Like, people are trying to expose stuff. I'm not saying I completely buy into it, but how the vaping, remember vaping?
Yes.
And it was like a flu. And then people got on respirators and all this stuff, and people were kind of talking about it. And I don't know. I mean, like, I love a good conspiracy, but they said that, you know, it might have slipped out of, you know, the United States, this whole thing they were talking about. And
well, that's what Beijing is saying. COVID-19 came from the U.S. Of course, everybody's pointing fingers in every direction.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. And I just made chili tonight. But anyway, Mike, I don't know, man. And then they set up all the hospitals, right? And then
yes.
If you look at all the hospitals, they're empty. And then
yes.
All the people in the hospitals are, what are they doing? They're just filming, like, I know you guys are older, you're nice people, but all they're doing is filming, like, TikTok videos, like, choreographed,
yes.
like, dance moves. And they're laying off doctors and nurses,
yeah.
and
meanwhile,
none of it makes
non-urgent care is not being taken care of.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Kevin. We'll be back with the Lady Claire after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Happy Friday to you and your wife, Mr. Rivera. What's on my mind today is the U.S. accusing China of being behind the so-called virus. And it was Israel that disclosed that the U.S. told them about the virus long before it broke out in Wuhan. All right. So
okay.
When Pompeo says China should open up all their laboratories, China shoots right back and says maybe America should open up all their laboratories. All right.
Exactly.
When America says, you know, for the first time in their vocabulary, reparations from other countries, China shoots right back and said, well, maybe you should pay reparations for all the countries you've invaded.
Absolutely.
This is according to China state media. Now, you know, it's just funny to me that when the Italians decided to go searching and say, you know, we need to find our first patient, you know, patient zero. United States said, yeah. No, you don't need to do that. We don't need you to do that. My thing is, what are you hiding from, America? Okay, and, you yeah. know, I think, you know, Malcolm X once said, you know, if you got a pack of dogs and you pick up a rock and throw it into the dogs, the only one that's going to holler is the one that got hit. All right? So it seems to me that the United States is doing a lot more hollering than they should be doing if they're not as guilty as they are. So, and I want to say something else, Mr. Rivera. It's interesting. I don't have cable anymore, so I've been watching regular TV. So I got onto a kick of watching Sliders. You remember that show back in the 80s or 90s?
Yes.
Called Sliders? Well, they did an episode. They did. You talk about predictive programming. They did an episode where they slid into a parallel universe, and they were practicing the Malthusian thing, where there were only 500 million people alive on the planet, okay? And if you won the lottery, you were automatically sentenced to death as long as you left your winnings with your family members, so that the state could collect taxes on it. But the Right to Lifers were a designated terrorist group in this episode. Look this up if you can find it. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Yeah, so, I probably will.
In any case, I just thank you for allowing me to get in and have a good weekend.
All right, same to you, Lenny, and we're going to switch over to Apostle from New Jersey. Hello, Apostle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike? And how are you, Claire?
I'm fine.
Well,
Claire, I hope you had a happy Easter. You too, Mike. I know you're not very religious, but hope everything's going good in Indiana.
Yes.
I'd like to throw something past you. I think that the Democrats had an inside scoop in regards to this pandemic before maybe the Republicans or anybody else. Somebody must have filled them in on this. Because when they were going through their impeachment process, that would give good reason why Pelosi held off on it for a month if it was that important. Because if all the chaos that went on, whatever, when they put it out, it's really going to throw a lot of distractions into the Republican Party and even in the White House in regards to dealing with this impeachment and everything else, and it would have worked in the Democrats' favor.
Yes,
that
you're right.
Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Right, but I think that they had some type of inside scoop on this thing, and they were going to use it to their advantage, but it pretty much backfired on them because it didn't progress as fast as I guess they wanted it to.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We know that certain elements within our government knew about this at least in November of last year and possibly even earlier than that.
Right, but it never made any sense as to why this was such an emergency to impeach Trump, and she held off on it for a month.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that past you, Mike, you know?
Well, it's a good point. It's a good point, and a lot of people were wondering why, after all the talk about getting rid of Trump, she held off on the impeachment. I think you're right. I think they knew that the pandemic was coming, and they were going to try and exploit it and just throw so much at the White House couldn't deal with it.
Right. It would have put everybody into chaos, whatever, and it would have worked in the globalist favor and everybody else's, you know.
Okay,
again, Mike,
well,
I just wanted to throw that past you, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Our governor in Utah just finished a news report, whatever you call it. He announced the fact that we had 4 deaths in Utah this last week. 3 of them were already in hospice on the edge.
Oh.
And the fourth was a diabetic with complications already in ICU. Interesting. So
interesting.
4 deaths.
Okay.
And we have a state that's shut down. People that are dying through desperation and depression. we're going to stop the state for four people. They're already on the edge of the precipice. Anyway, just thought I'd better give you that report. So don't move to Utah. It's pretty dangerous over here.
No, I wasn't planning on moving to Utah. You know, I'm ready to hop in the car and drive over to Georgia so I can get a haircut.
Yeah, isn't that great? By the way, we have had an unusual die-off over here in Utah. The pig farm owned by the Chinese. All their employees have been sent home, all testing positive or showing signs of the disease, and the pigs too. By the way, nobody ever talks about the trillions of lung tissues that are out there that are the petri dish, reservoir, and vector for the infection. How come we haven't quarantined the pigs?
That's a good point.
Trillions of lungs that are the perfect petri dish.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of pigs testing positive for COVID-19. Are you sure they're not? They didn't test positive for that other.
That's what they said. Yep.
Okay.
I know that. I worked in that industry.
All right. Well, that is a problem. That's going to complicate the food situation.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. Oh yeah. All right. Well, Tom,
quite frankly, Mike, one of the requirements for the pathogens of the respiratory tract, they need to be wrapped in a cholesterol envelope and delivered to your lungs through aspiration. That's the reality. But nobody ever talks about that. We don't want to touch that. That's bad for business. And I get mocked on the other day on this radio when I mentioned the fact that there is a reservoir of disease, and it's far bigger, far heavier, far more expansive, and far more mobile than man is. It flies, it swims, it crawls, it runs, and we move it also as we transport product. Like, for example, the former governor's brother down in southern Utah is growing alfalfa and cattle, and he ships them off to China to be processed and then sent back here. And by the way, the major industry that brings money in Utah now is not copper as in the past. It's pharmaceuticals. And so, I don't know if I mentioned the other day that I sit here with a group of my fellows dealing in pharmaceuticals. They are freaked out because their businesses are collapsed. Because their supplier is China.
Yes.
And, of course, their worry was, is their product being contaminated in China? That's always been a worry. But China is the victim of our corporations. They're just the front man.
Well, they're a willing victim. I mean, that's how they made all their money. That's how they took over being, you know, the world's largest manufacturer.
By the way, do you know Joel Skousen?
The name sounds familiar, but not well, no.
Joel Skousen is an investigator, lives here in Utah, and he was giving a report on our local radio about the fact that China has become the slave of American business. But he was also reading about a report from a communist leader from about 2015, where he's talking about how they're going to be needing the resources of America, Canada, Australia, I guess New Zealand, other areas. They can't take us over with weapons of war. They can't bomb us. They can't nuke us. But he was talking about the only way we can take and clear America so we can utilize resources is through biowarfare. And, of course, he was proposing that they find a way to create a virus that was race-specific. In other words, it would not affect the Chinese, but they've never been able to do that. So
Israel tried to do that as well, and they failed miserably.
Yeah, so they figured out that the only way they could do it is to find a way to get America to take their own poison, so to speak.
Well, I'm still of the opinion that this coronavirus, I mean, as a biological weapon, it's not very effective. And
no,
I think it was an
not.
Accidental release.
Yeah, none of viruses are going to do what, as we call them, viruses. The pathogens are going to do what nature allows them to do, which they've done since the beginning of time. All we've done in our biological warfare laboratories is identify pathogens in a certain area. Like I mentioned before, we don't want to have the Panama event again. So we send people in, we find out what's endemic to the animals and the environment there. We try to anticipate remedy if we need it. But we, quite frankly, don't have the godlike skills to create a novel virus or a novel bacteria or a novel pathogen. By the way, it's really curious. I was talking with one of my fellows over here, and I said, this really has quite the markings of malaria. Plasmodium malariae,
yes.
Which actually affects the hemoglobin, disables the hemoglobin so you can't take up oxygen. And I said, well, I wonder if this is just a clone or a variation of malaria. It's a curiosity. Has anybody done, autopsies on these victims and seen if the liver has been degenerate or disintegrated? Anybody know?
I am unaware of that, but I imagine autopsies have been done, but I haven't read anything about liver damage. But then I haven't seen any of the autopsy reports, you know, completed. The information's distilled down. That would explain why the hydroxychloroquine works against it.
Exactly. Isn't that curious?
Yes.
Anyway, just a thought. I'll have to bounce it off my fellows if they have the guts to talk to me anymore.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call.
Just don't go around anybody with lungs.
All right, get away. Get away.
I beg your pardon.
Get away.
I don't think so.
All right. Yeah. All right, Tom, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here because we're getting up to the top of the show, and Claire's got something she wants to share with you. Take it away, Claire.
Okay. I am very uncomfortable about the way that we are bashing China and blaming China for this. And Mike, in the middle of all this, we cannot forget our own history of weaponizing germs and viruses.
Yes.
Now, right after World War II was a very interesting incident. The U.S. hunted down and arrested one General Shiro Ishii, who commanded the Unit 731 in Japanese-occupied Manchuria. Now, he conducted a number of horrific experiments on Chinese prisoners, literally locking people in high-pressure chambers, and the eyes would leave, infected his victims with botulism, bubonic plague, syphilis, cholera, smallpox, TB, and a lot of other diseases which had already been vanquished by vaccines, and watched them die. But what does the U.S. military do with this guy? Instead of bringing him to justice at the secret Army bioweapons program at Camp Dietrich, they wanted to learn about what he knew and were driven by a sense of urgency that kind of overshadowed whatever moral qualms they might have felt. Now, this is written about in a book called Poisoner-in-Chief by a gentleman by the last name of Kinzer. Now, what they did was they convinced General Douglas MacArthur to sign a secret decree granting amnesty to Ishii and all who worked with him. He turned over all of this research, which included an untold number of tissue samples taken from people while they were still alive, to the Americans. And here's the guy who is responsible for the dissection of thousands of living prisoners during wartime, as well as those who worked with him. They all escaped punishment.
And we're talking about literally
cutting people apart
while they're still alive.
Yeah, vivisection.
Yes.
The sunlight reasoning was very likely that the information would be valuable for mounting a defense against enemy germ attacks. But we know from this work that the underworld was experimenting with all kinds of weaponizing of pathogens and dispersing them silently over populations, too. Now, they even used the U.S. citizens as guinea pigs. Because
and by the way, that's legal.
Yeah.
That is actually a U.S. law that biological experiments can be carried out on American citizens.
Without their knowledge or consent.
Right.
Now, in this book, scientists from Camp Diedrich used a naval minesweeper off the coast of San Francisco to release allegedly harmless, but traceable bacteria, which had a red tint, into the air over San Francisco via large aerosol hoses. After 6 days, they found that some 800,000 residents in the city, as well as people from Oakland, were affected. And over the next 7 weeks, 11 people checked into local hospitals with urinary tract infections and had drops of red in their urine. One guy died.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercial. Okay. Back with the last segment of our program.
All right.
We got a couple of callers waiting on the line. Okay. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to try and squeeze in two more phone calls in this last segment of our program, starting with Frederick in Kentucky. Hello, Frederick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Frederick, I want to talk about. Do you think cats can really get coronavirus?
Well, supposedly they've found several large cats at zoos have tested positive for COVID-19. Of course, if they're using the CDC test, you know, you could find COVID-19 in a park bench. And supposedly some house cats have also tested positive. I don't think enough work has been done to determine, you know, the animal vectors that are out there. Now, that other caller who was talking about the pigs, that's the first I've heard that pigs were testing positive for COVID-19. I know there is another virus in China that's decimating their pig industry, their pork industry over there, and maybe it made its way over here to the United States, but that's a completely different illness.
So basically you're saying when pigs fly, that's when cats can catch coronavirus, right?
No, that's not
that's
what I'm
saying. They want to believe.
My stomach felt with COVID-19. We just don't know. And I think they're only just now getting around to finding out what other vectors there might be. I mean, everyone got focused on human transmission. And yeah, now they're talking about it could be your household pet.
I know, right? That's terrible. So what's the next step? You think they're really going to be like, well, you need to like get rid of your cats, like kill your cats or your dogs or...
Well, no, you're going to see a demand by the public that whatever cure they come up with for coronavirus, you know, be given to veterinarians as well as to regular doctors.
No, I mean, but, you know, that would be like a real big, like a huge red line in the sand if they're saying that all of a sudden.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you got to kill your cats or dogs, like, you know, to stop the virus, even in your own home. And then, you know, that just doesn't make sense. Do you really believe that some lions at the zoo have coronavirus, Mike?
Well, I think it was a tiger was the specific cat that tested positive. Anyway, Frederick, we're going to let you go and try and squeeze Chuck from New Jersey in before the end of the show. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Hey, happy Friday, Mike. I'm not sure if your show of it, but have you heard of the Bill Gates, Microsoft cryptocurrency system patent that was put into place last June? 2019.
Yeah, I understand they're trying to come up with their own digital currency here along with all the vaccines and everything that they've got there. By the way, if you're using the Chrome web browser, you need to update it immediately. Somebody's found another exploit in there that's out in the wild.
Roger. Are you aware that this new patent is going to use body temperature, brainwave activity to monitor said individuals that are using the cryptocurrency?
Now, that I hadn't heard about. I mean, what happens if you're running a fever?
I don't know, Mike, but if you type in on YouTube or the Internet, W02020060606, it will come up, and it's quite startling, to say the least.
All right, Chuck, we got to let you go. There's the music. It's time to end our program on this Powhana Friday. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We do need your help to stay on the air. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Aloha, America.
The Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.